AI is not without bias. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John McCormick, professor of computer science at Dickinson College, examines the thriving research field of fairness in AI.
In the last 12 months, we've seen some tectonic shifts in the landscape of artificial intelligence. Chatbots, such as ChatGPT, respond to our questions with unprecedented fluency. And image generators, such as DALL-E 2 and Stable Diffusion, produce novel images based only on a text description. We're only just beginning to glimpse where these new technologies will take us. But there's one thing we already know about this new world of artificial intelligence algorithms. They can reflect and sometimes amplify the unfairness that already exists in our society. For example, suppose you ask the DALL-E 2 image generator for a picture of a real estate broker. In the US, more than half of real estate brokers are women. But the chance you generated a picture of a woman is only about 30%. So women are systematically underrepresented in the results. And there are similar problems with the race and ethnicity of people in these generated pictures. That's why researchers are working to reduce bias in artificial intelligence algorithms. Fairness in AI is, in fact, a thriving field of research these days with its own conferences and academic journals. But algorithmic bias is an incredibly hard problem to solve. If AI is to make the world a better place for all of us, then academic researchers and technology workers will need to focus even more on how to achieve fairness in artificial intelligence.
That was John McCormick of Dickinson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.